855-450-4533. That's 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that you'll find there completely free. Once again, freetalklive.com with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
All right. So you can, of course, join us on the phones, also online. As we mentioned, the site's free, and actually you get to control the content of the site. I actually submitted something to it today, which really I was doing more of a test thing because somebody had reported a bug. And by the way, we try to be as responsive as possible. If there are bugs on the site, let us know. We've got a section of the forum just for that, or you can always email us as well. Anyway, I was just kind of running a test, but I submitted the footage for Ademo. Ademo's trial was yesterday. We talked in detail about it. Our friend Ademo Freeman, who is facing 21 years in prison for so-called wiretapping charges. The raw footage is up. It is online. You can visit freekeen.com and you can see it there. Or if you go to freetalklive.com, right now it happens to be the top story. Simply because some people decided to vote it up. You can go and vote up what you like and vote down the stuff you don't over at freetalklive.com. You can actually submit your own content to the site. So if you find something that you think our listeners would enjoy seeing, you just submit it as show prep over at freetalklive.com, and then others get to register their opinion as well. And the best way to do that is by visiting the upcoming stories page on the site and then voting on the freshest, the newest content that has been submitted within the last 24 to 48 hours. So head over there and get interactive, freetalklive.com. On the way, another dog shot by the police. This time some kids were involved. We'll explain to you what the cops did to basically terrorize some children. Give that detail to you. But first, in more of a national story, Mark, you've got kind of an update on the auto bailouts.
Yeah, this is from, I think it's Detroit Free Press, DetroitNews.com here. It says the Treasury is, the U.S., the United States is going to lose $25 billion on the auto bailouts. Now, I don't know what you guys have heard, but I've heard all kinds of numbers when it comes to these auto bailouts. I've heard, oh, yeah, we're making, well, Barack Obama made such a good investment in bailing out the auto industry that the United States is making money.
Yeah, look at this return you're getting, Mark. I mean, it's just cash flowing in.
That's right.
I've never got a check, right?
Never gotten a check.
No?
Here it says the Treasury Department, okay, this isn't me, this isn't Fox News. This is the Treasury Department. Says,
hey, you got a check from the auto bailout and you won the Olympics. Congratulations,
that's
Mark.
That's right, I win the Olympics. I've got so many medals now. The Treasury Department says, as a matter of fact, I'm the fastest man in the world in the water. The Treasury Department says that in a new report, the government expects to lose more than $25 billion on the $85 billion auto bailout. Mm. That's 15% higher than its previous forecast. In a monthly report sent to Congress on Friday, the Obama administration...
Well, it's all worth it, Mark. I mean, the industry's turning around. The automotive business is back in the U.S., according to the politicians.
I've heard that that's because the United States government is buying cars from GM. Mm. So they're actually padding their own numbers.
Wouldn't be a surprise.
And that's not even mentioned in this. Boasted his forecast of expected losses by more than $3.3 billion. That's the Obama administration had boosted its prediction here to almost $25.1 billion, up from $21.7 billion in the last quarterly update. The report may still underestimate the losses. The report covers predicted losses through May 31st, when GM's stock price was $22.20 a share, but is down to $20.47 a share. And at that price, the government would lose another $850 million on its GM bailout. So almost, it looks like, $26 billion lost on this operation at this point. The government still holds 500 million shares of GM stock and needs to sell them for about $53 each to recover its entire $49.5 billion bailout. So
their claim is that they are trying to liquidate the stock. The claim from the government is that they're trying to get out of the business?
And that's not what their claim is. That's what they have at this point, as far as that's what it's worth.
Right.
So if they were to sell their stock when they're ready to sell their stock, then, that's It's going to be, it's a long road from $20.50 a share to $53 each. That's a lot. At the current price, the Treasury would lose more than $16 billion on its GM bailout. The steep decline in GM stock price has indefinitely delayed the Treasury's sale of its remaining 26% stake in GM.
26%?
No sale will take place before the November election. Treasury spokesman wow. Matt Anderson said the costs were still far less than some predicted. The auto industry rescue helped save more than 1 million jobs throughout our nation's industrial heartland and is expected to cost far less than many had feared during the height of the crisis. Now, these numbers that they make up, and they are made up, they don't take into account what would have happened if they're just saying that GM's going to go away and nothing's going to replace it. But what they fail to understand is GM's an idea. A company is really just an idea. It's an organization, people working together. What you would still have if GM this actually went belly up bankrupt rather than just reorganization bankrupt and had to recut a deal with its union, which is what the reality of the situation would have been. What you would have had is, you know, people who know how to build cars and the equipment and buildings with which to build cars.
Right.
So somebody, likely, who builds cars is going to come in and sweep in and take that equipment and those buildings and those people that know how to build cars, and they're going to cut them a deal and manage to make this all work.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that at the very least, that equipment's going to get parsed out, moved all over the place, and the people that, you know how to build cars are going to learn how to do something else. Now, I'm not saying that that's an optimal situation, but let's cry right now for all the blacksmiths and horseshoe farriers out there that are out of work because of the automobile. All right. Now, nobody ever talked about that, but people picked up their lives when horses stopped needing shoes nearly as often, and they changed their business, or they retired, or they did something else. So, you know, I mean, the marketplace changes, and that's just the way it goes.
So, looking here at General Motors, their stock information. Just curious, because it said they needed to sell their shares at like 50 something a share.
53, yeah.
And that would be to what, break even?
Yes.
Looking here, you know, they don't have a very exhaustive history here on Google, but certainly within the last 2 years, it has not been anywhere near 53.
It's not going to go near 53. Yeah. I mean, you know, all you have to do is take a look at anybody's IRA right now, and stocks are laying there and flipping them around on the ground. They're not doing anything exciting. I don't have any strong predictions for Government Motors somehow, you know, giving its stock holders any great returns here.
Well, it was interesting hearing what their percentage is. Basically, 1/4 of the entirety of General Motors is owned by the government.
Yeah, that has to be the majority stockholder, right?
I don't know.
But that'd be the controlling stockholder.
It could very well be.
And, I mean, it seems as though the government's probably buying a lot of GM cars, is what I've been hearing, and mm-hmm. I wouldn't doubt it. You know, now's the time to refresh your fleet, everybody. GM needs some stimulus.
Well, right. I mean, and if you are the bailout person, whether you're a government or an individual, if you know, you come to a business and your offer is, well, let's see, looks like you're going to close your doors. If you don't get some money from me here, I guess I'll just be taking over this operation. I mean, really, in most situations, whether we're talking about some sort of a corporate bailout or corporate merger or buyout or something, or this government bailout situation, of course you're going to come to the table and say, yeah, we got the money to keep you alive. Just need to make sure we can control things.
You can certainly dictate the terms. You wouldn't want to get rid of the goose that laid the golden egg, and I'm not sure where the golden eggs are hidden at GM, and I wouldn't claim to know that. You know, I mean, some people really hate this new Volt that's out. Some people think it's great. I don't know. I couldn't claim. I wouldn't know. I'm not an expert in the auto industry, but I can tell you who else isn't. The United States government.
Yeah. 1-855-453. You know, your thoughts are welcome. Maybe you want to comment on the bailout situation. Remember, we had a news story last week, I think it was, where Barack Obama said this was so successful that he wants to do it in every manufacturing industry.
let's go and lose a bunch of money in every sector.
855-453. I mean, if it's not your money, then why not, right? 855-450-3733. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Richard Grove of TragedyandHope.com, and thanks to the help of Mark and Ian here on Free Talk Live, we've created this call to action to help raise awareness for John Taylor Gatto. In 2001, former New York City and State School Teacher of the Year John Taylor Gatto published The Underground History of American Education, detailing how public schooling creates obedient workers and debt slaves. Now John delivers a message which he calls Your Birthright. It's titled The Ultimate History Lesson, and it's a five-hour journey illustrating how and why our public schools are dumbing us down and what we can do about it. Therein referencing more than 200 footnotes and 30 classic texts. John suffered multiple strokes in the weeks after filming this interview, and he's in need of your help as he continues to recover. Please click the banner on freetalklive.com and enter the coupon code FTL, and we'll send you the Ultimate History Lesson on 4 DVDs plus a free 15-hour MP3 bonus DVD. Thank you for tuning in and not dropping out.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Toll free, bring up anything you want. 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733. Coming up, more cops shooting dogs. We'll tell you about what made this story a little bit different, because certainly seems to be becoming a common occurrence. 855-450-3733. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features. We've got archives. They go all the way back to late 2006. You can click and download as many episodes as you would like. And if you want, you can also share them through our SoundCloud links. You can go to freetalklive.com, look on the left-hand side of the page under Listen and Share, and you'll find the SoundCloud link there that'll take you to all of our archives, archived on SoundCloud. You click the Share button on the one that you want to share with your friends, and it'll let you link it over to your Facebook or Twitter or various other social networking media sites. So go to freetalklive.com and grab some shows.
When you're in your car, all kinds of things can happen. You can have some kind of incident where, you know, it's an accident, or you can, you know, your car can be, you know, in a situation where, you know, a police officer pulls you over, and, you know, maybe the story of the person who's in the accident, the police officer, doesn't match your understanding of the situation. If you've got a camera in your car that's running at all times, well, you'll have, you know, a visual representation of what happened. With the GPS Black Box dash cam, you'll have not only video, but you'll have audio. So whatever interchange there was between you and the officer, maybe. You'll have, you know, GPS navigation. It records your driving route and speed. It, for all traffic stops and all other driving incidents, you can protect yourself with the ultimate witness. This is insurance against bad things happening on the road. FreedomCam.net.
I recommend it. Love this product.
Yeah, it's really great. I can't recommend it highly enough. I mean, it by no means is it a cheap device, but by no means is it a cheap device. It operates. I turn my key, ba-bam, it's on. It gets a little bling noise or whatever it does when it comes on. And, mm-hmm. you know, it's recording.
Yep, it's there for you. 855-450-FREE. And we are here for you as well. We'll take your calls about anything. Jeremy's in Philly. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, Jeremy.
Hey, I was listening to the coverage of the Ademo case, and it seems like an application of laws in a completely contradictory way about the word, like in a way for which the laws were never supposed to be used. Like, it kind of reminds me of like Patriot laws being used against business owners or mm-hmm. something ridiculous like that. Because when I think of wiretapping, I think of like men sneaking into a room and bugging a phone, or
sure.
I think of government going to a phone company. Like, I think of really sneaky type of things. The last thing I could think of is a citizen, or the last thing I could think of is a journalist calling a public official. That would be the last thing I could think of when I think of wiretapping.
It just goes to show how laws once written become interpreted and enforced differently, likely, than anyone who originally wrote the law was intending.
Yeah, and if I were on a jury and I saw the state using, and I was looking at the state's case and looking at the law and looking at the person, there'd be no way with my conscience I'd be able to send someone like a demo to jail. I don't understand this jury. I mean, it's almost like there was one strong person in the jury, or whether or not the state or the prosecutor, or it kind of makes you wonder what exactly was said to the jury behind those closed doors. But was there a member of the jury that said, you know, well, I want to go home, or, you know, the guy with the Vietnam hat, you know, was he really, you know, you just have to wonder, like, how could a jury buckle like that? I could never with my conscience say, yeah, 3 years for a demo guilty. Like, how could someone, and it boggles my mind because
it's
your
frustrating.
Person is peaceful.
Right.
You know, having been there, and, you know, my teeth were grinding the whole time this was going on, I think to some extent, you know, I'm not prepared to lay the blame entirely at the feet of the jury on this one. The jury, you know, Ademo all but said, I'm guilty. Now, you've got to decide whether or not it's worth sending me to jail for this, whether it's worth finding me guilty. And then the judge informs them that they must apply the law. I mean, I heard the way that they read this stuff. It, you know, the judge didn't tell the jury about jury nullification. Nope. Ademo did, but he only spent about a minute explaining it to them. And these people have never, I mean, when was the last time a Law and Order played and they used jury nullification? I mean, why would you believe the guy with the tattoos on his hands
there was
talking
some,
about jury nullification?
I forget which one it was, but there was one of those court trial kind of shows
great.
Where they did talk about jury nullification.
Awesome.
But, a number of people on the jury were handed jury nullification information on their way into court during jury selection.
And the prosecutor did a very good job of painting us all as anarchists.
It, you know, they basically must have believed that if they let Adamo go free, that it would be the end of law and order and the end of society as we know it. That's at least what the prosecutor wanted them to believe. And I share your concerns, Jeremy. It's really frustrating to sit there and watch this happen and wonder how someone who ostensibly is a peaceful person, because likely these people on the jury are you know, business owners and local employees and neighbors and family members. These are likely regular folks, and to just see them just obediently do whatever it is the state suggests to them is really frustrating, and I don't blame you for it, and I'm glad that you say that you wouldn't do that. I can tell you that a friend of mine, a personal friend who I've known for a long time, knows about jury nullification. He was called onto a jury down in Florida, and even though he knew it, and he could have nullified on this particular case, I think it was a drug trial, but I don't recall for sure. But it was something on which that he could have nullified and would not have been a bad thing. He didn't. He went along with the crowd. So even if some of the people on that jury knew about jury nullification, yeah, maybe that Vietnam veteran managed to intimidate them into doing what they
who knows what that Vietnam the Vietnam veteran might have been the last holdout. We don't know.
We don't know, and we'll never know because none of the jurors were willing to talk to anybody out back at the courthouse. Now, I did see some of the footage from out back at the courthouse, and I don't know, you know, exactly how everything, how all the approaches went, but I think that the cameraman back there made a mistake because, and one of them is Derek Jay, who I love very much. He's a good friend of mine and former co-host of this program. But I was hoping and I couldn't be there because I was stuck in the courtroom, but I was hoping that they would offer the jury members some cash to talk on camera for an interview, but instead, folks back there already had their cameras pulled out and were recording and asking questions as the jury exited. So I feel like that's not going to increase the likelihood, kind of the ambush-style journalism. Probably not. I mean, while it makes for interesting video, is probably not going to increase the likelihood that you're going to get an interview out of somebody. Do you see where I'm coming from on that? So, I mean, it's always interesting to talk to these jurors, if you can possibly, and get them to answer questions. In this case, not one of them did. They scurried off to their cars and, you know, completely ignored the media.
It's so easy to vilify this jury, but, I mean, you know, not one time was the word press mentioned. Not one time was the U.S. Constitution mentioned. I mean, you know, these people didn't understand that this was a press freedom issue. They didn't. I don't even think the term accountability was mentioned very often.
Thanks, Jeremy, for the call tonight, man. I share the concerns. I hope that maybe you can help us fix this by making the move to New Hampshire, join the Free State Project, get up here and get active, and maybe we can influence juries in a more positive direction. And maybe that means by getting you on one. Anyway, thanks again. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
My name is Leslie, and I've had depression since I was a child. After being on Prozac for 20 years, I got onto the One World Way, and my need for Prozac was reduced by 50% within a few months. Now, after less than 1 year, I am completely off of Prozac. I learned that mercury is a toxin that causes brain damage and depression. By taking One World Way, I know that I've detoxified my brain of mercury and excess glutamate, and I'm now functioning with this dramatic improvement in my mood.
The power to change your life lies, in part, in the power you have to change your body's chemistry. Through diet and supplementation, you have the power to change your body's chemistry to support dramatic improvements in health and happiness. Nature has been, and always will be, mankind's first and only pharmacy to choose from. Change your chemistry and change your life with One World Way. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And you customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Connexin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you are invited to take control of the airwaves here. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Here with you this evening, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website. You can head over to freetalklive.com and visit the Shrine of Female Listeners there. Dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video proving that they are listeners of this program. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com and see that there. And if you're a lady listener, get details on how to become part of the Shrine, shrine.freetalklive.com. We just had Jeremy in Philly bring up the Adamo trial, and we talked about it in detail last night. Obviously, we weren't able to hit all the aspects of it. There was a lot that went on. It was basically a full day yesterday in the court in Manchester. The video is now up at freekeen.com, and you can see all of it in its raw glory. It has not been edited at this point. It's too early for a highlight reel. But
just taking the jurors out of it.
Yep, I know that Pete Ayer from copblock.org has been given the footage. The film crew that was there yesterday from Poland and Vermont, were also given footage. I know Bo Davis, who's the editor of Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, also has footage. So there's a lot out. There's a lot of footage out there, including stuff that I wasn't privy to because I was in the courtroom the whole time. So there was some things that went on outside. Or I was in the courtroom most all the time, but there were things that went on outside, like in the back of the courthouse after the jurors were let out the back sally port, so the same place that the prisoners were
convicts leave, yeah.
Yeah, in and out. They let the jurors out there. And so you'll see more of this as time goes on, and more footage will be posted over at freekeen.com. But the full HD quality raw footage is all there if you want to go and take a look at the actual trial and some of the things that went on during the breaks during the times when the judge wasn't in there, some of the conversations and confrontations that were happening with the bailiffs, all of that was captured as well. So you'd be able to see that.
A lot of people viewing that today, I've saw some comments.
Oh, excellent. So there was one thing I thought that was worthy of pointing out. Mark, you mentioned something about Ademo and his defense and how it wasn't something that excited you, and I, you know, I think that even he admitted last night when he called us that he wasn't at the top of his game.
I just don't want people. I mean, it's so easy to get really depressed about this jury and, you know, the life in general and all those things. When, hey, you know, the responsibility in life to some extent falls on you.
What do you mean?
It's his responsibility to some extent how the outcome of this trial came.
Okay, but we've also seen juries convict Bob Constantine, Wita Claus, who, you know, did a great job defending himself.
Juries have a tendency to, you know, split the charges. With Bob Constantine, he did not get the worst of the convictions, and he got a smaller misdemeanor charge when he could have gotten a felony that would have put him away for years. In this case, Ademo was found guilty on all three felonies, including one where he spoke to a secretary for seconds while being put through, as if wiretapping her was, you know, worthy of a 7-year sentence was what was potential, what this jury found him guilty on.
Well, I see where you're coming from. Obviously, you know, different tactics may result in different results, and maybe we'll get to see somebody do a different job at this wiretapping thing, as Will Kostrick, who is an activist who made a bit of a name for himself by open carrying a weapon in Portsmouth back in the 2008 campaign during Obama's campaign visit here. He is planning on recording an audio phone call to a police officer and then sending the recording to the very same prosecutor that prosecuted Ademo and challenging him to take him on in court. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out and if he has any more success with a different jury. But there was one point on which I really agreed with you, and that is that pandering to the Constitution is something that should be done. When you are on if you're a defendant in a case and you're sitting in front of a jury, it probably won't do anything for the judge. You know, it doesn't hurt to try, but you know, judges are going to convict you no matter what.
The Constitution is holy writ.
To a lot of people, they have that feeling, especially when you've got a prosecutor who's, you know, trying to make it look like the state is wonderful and the state is good, and you know that we need
the state isn't following its own rules.
Yeah, so pointing out the state's rules.
I mean, I would have taken this all the way back to the Gutenberg press. If this was me. Now remember, I'm too much of a coward to do this stuff. I'm not going to get on the telephone and call these people and, you know, record it and bother with it. You know, after seeing yesterday, I can tell you, I'm sorely tempted to get on that phone and see if I can find me, you know, specifically that prosecutor, but, you know, some government bureaucrat to get on the phone, tell them about my kid, record the call, and then send the audio to the, in the video to the prosecutor to see if he'll come down on me for it. You know, the reason we know that if Ademo would have put a conversation with these people, this is another point he did not make to the jury, which is pretty relevant. If he would have had a conversation with these people about how he agreed hoo-ha with that cop throwing that kid on the table, this wouldn't have happened. He was found guilty for disagreeing.
Yeah, that's true.
He was charged for disagreeing, at least.
Yep.
So, I mean, you know, if it would be interesting. The prosecutor's not going to go after you if you, you know, say, hey, good job, buddy.
Exactly.
By the way, I recorded you and didn't tell anybody, but I put it on the internet, and, well me saying you did a good job.
Yeah, it's like when we were driving to the trial, they have these overpasses here and there along the road, and one of them's got, like, welcome home, Sergeant so-and-so. You know, you've seen these things before, right? And there's this, you know, this welcome home banner has been there for longer than I can remember.
Yeah, it's been here.
The one on Route 9?
It's been on Route 9, and so, it has been there for years.
I suggested to the activists.
I think it's a PFC, by the way, a private first class.
Whatever. I suggested to the activists that, you know, it'd be interesting to make up our own banner of whatever, you know, political message. And
see how long that thing stays.
Put it up on the same overpass and then see how long that one stays up. Because I think they would take that one down. You know, if you had, like, taxes equals theft or something simple like that. So, yeah, clearly anytime you agree with the state, oh, it's fine, you can do whatever. But if you go against them, then it's dangerous to your freedom. But the point I wanted to make was about the Constitution and pandering to it. There were a lot of good constitutional points that could have been made. Freedom of the press could have been brought up, that could have been kind of relied on for this. And that wasn't. And in my experience, when we did talk to a juror in New Hampshire, the one time we've been able to talk to a juror in New Hampshire. It was
Juror Jim.
Juror Jim, that's right. You can go to YouTube and look for Juror Jim Tells All. He was on Jim Johnson's trial, and Jim Johnson's a good friend of the show, does a lot of maintenance at the LRN.FM studios. He's a great guy. And he did not really, in his trial, approach things from a constitutional perspective at all with the jury. And there was a guy who, when we interviewed him afterwards, expressed that he would have liked to have heard about the Constitution. He would have liked to have heard about how, you know, it was a violation of the Constitution, what the government did, or whatever, but he didn't know enough about the Constitution, you know, on his own to really kind of make a decision about that. And so he ended up finding him guilty. And maybe he would have changed his mind had you, you know, had the individual appealed to sort of constitutional principles. And I get it that it's difficult for somebody like Ademo to do that, because Ademo's like, you know, a total outside the system person. You know, he's not somebody who's going to go and vote. He's not somebody who's...
You can easily sit there and say, you know, I don't think the Constitution's done a very good job of guaranteeing us freedoms. I believe that, you know, in many ways, there are fewer freedoms in the United States than there used to be. And the Constitution hasn't changed. So, to me, the Constitution is a poor protector of freedoms. But if you believe in the Constitution and you believe in the freedom of press...
You could make a political statement like that, but I don't know if it would help you.
I don't know that it would or wouldn't, but I mean, you could then you begin the argument for the Constitution at that point. Look, the Constitution is a document intended to limit the government, not limit individuals' freedoms. And in the Constitution,
right.
It claims, I mean, you don't have to say the Constitution's great. It's you know, it's handed down to Abraham Lincoln on Mount Vernon, you know, in these four tablets or whatever.
Right, and you can always ask, you know, a famous question, like certainly of the officers. I doubt the school principal would have sworn an oath to the Constitution. But if there are cops testifying, you can always ask them, did you swear an oath to the Constitution? And they're usually going to say yes. If they don't, then it looks pretty awful when they don't. So I think there's always that constitutional angle.
I'd still ask the principal.
I would, too. Yeah.
You know, I mean, really? The principal of the school isn't swearing an oath to the Constitution?
I believe that she probably is, but then again, I don't know if administrative bureaucrats are required to.
I don't think she... I think she said she didn't swear an oath.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me. 855-450-FREE.
You know, that would really motivate some people that are arch-statists.
She didn't swear an oath to the Constitution!
Yep, 855-450-FREE. Remember, you gotta pander to these jurors. Unfortunately, they are statist-minded, most of them. It's Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of SelectQuote Insurance Services' term life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does SelectQuote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, who takes blood pressure medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-914-2995 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-914-2995. 1-800-914-2995. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com. Spelled DeseretFoodStore.com or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Coming up, teens ticketed for chalking. The chalking crackdown continues as we've seen more and more people being arrested and or ticketed for using chalk in public. 855, I don't mean like snorting it. I mean using it on the sidewalk and rocks and...
Is that one of the terms that the kids use for drugs? Chalk?
I don't know, Mark, but it sounds like they could. Yeah. 855.
You should stay away from hip phrases.
855-450-3733.
Sports and entertainment, too.
Let's continue, though. There's news here about another dog shot by the police. It's happens so often it's almost not news anymore, but this one...
I don't mean to laugh. It really is getting to the point that at this point, cop shoots dog... Not news.
The news here is...
I looked it up at one point. It was like hundreds of thousands of results for cop shoots dog.
I believe it. There's no shortage of stories about this. But this story is a little different from the average dog shooting story. It's from Courthouse News Service.
2.5 million results.
After breaking down doors and shooting the family dog in Minneapolis, CN? CN. Is that... Canada somewhere? The hell is Minneapolis CN?
I don't know.
Well, anyways. Oh, St. Paul, Minnesota is apparently where this happened. Anyway, after breaking down doors and shooting the family dog, a drug task force forced handcuffed children to sit next to the carcass of their dead and bloody pet for more than an hour and kept searching even after they knew they were raiding the wrong home, according to the family, as they have filed a claim in federal court. All nine occupants of the home, including the three children, sued the officers, the state, and Ramsey County in federal court. Defendants include members of the Dakota County Drug Task Force, the St. Paul Police Force, and a DEA agent. Lead plaintiff Roberto Franco claims the task force raided the wrong house. They should have gone next door. Franco claims that the task force officer Sean Scoville, who orchestrated the raid, quote, provided false information to a Minnesota district court judge in order to obtain a search warrant. Defendant Scoville lied when he informed the district court judge who reviewed Scoville's search warrant application that Scoville had obtained information from the confidential informant that the plaintiff's home was a properly targeted house and the address and the identity of the individuals who resided there were the plaintiff's. The complaint adds that the search warrant specifically named Rafael Ibarra as the intended target suspect. Plaintiff Robert Franco was not named in the search warrant, nor was any person who actually lived in the raided house named in the warrant. There was never a mention of Plaintiff Robert Franco in any documents related to the raid search warrant. The plaintiff had never been discussed or considered a suspect by law enforcement, Scoville, or any of the defendants directly involved or indirectly involved relative to any alleged involvement by Franco in distribution of contraband prior to the wrong house raid. Now, the man they were looking for, Mr. Ibarra, did live in the next door home, according to Franco. He says Ibarra's name, not his, was on the warrant. But on the night of July 13th, 2010, the task force broke down the Franco's door, negligently raiding the home of the plaintiffs by raiding the wrong house and physically brutalizing all of the above-named occupants of said house. Even after learning that they were in the wrong home, the complaint says the drug busters stayed in the Franco's home and continued to search. They handcuffed all of the inhabitants, because you never know, you might come up with a bag of pot.
Right.
They handcuffed all the inhabitants of the plaintiff's home except plaintiff Annalise.
Or an unregistered gun.
That's a possibility, too. Except plaintiff Annalise Franco, who was forced virtually naked from her bed onto the floor at gunpoint by officers of the St. Paul Police Department SWAT team and officers of the St. Paul Police Department. You know, they like doing that stuff. You know, take the woman of the house and make sure she has to stay in her skivvies. That kind of thing.
They do seem to, as I've heard, well, they like to catch people in a vulnerable position. Mm-hmm. They're less likely to act out in that circumstance. They want to catch you in a vulnerable position.
She was held at gunpoint, forcibly, they terrorized her. Each plaintiff was forced onto the floor at gun and rifle point and handcuffed behind their backs. That's kind of like being hogtied. Defendant shot and killed the family dog and forced the handcuffed children to sit next to the carcass for more than an hour. One child was kicked in the side, by the way, handcuffed and searched at gunpoint. Another girl, also, a diabetic, was handcuffed at gunpoint and prevented by an officer from obtaining and taking her medication, thus inducing a diabetic episode as a result of low blood sugar levels.
Oh, boy, she's lucky that didn't turn into something, too. We've read so many stories where police don't know how to react to somebody going into diabetic shock.
Yeah, frequently they'll beat the crap out of them.
There's certainly been no shortage of stories where that happens.
During their illegal search, officers found a .22 revolver in the basement bedroom of the plaintiff. The cops improperly attributed the possession of said weapon to another plaintiff, because there was two men in the house, and arrested him. Plaintiff Roberto Franco was wrongfully convicted of the alleged offense and is currently incarcerated with the Minnesota Department of Corrections. Mark, you were, so there you go. They did find a gun. It wasn't even the man who owned the home's gun, but they went ahead and charged him with it anyway. In summary, the complaint states that defendants improperly and illegally remained in the home, defendants being the police, in the home of plaintiffs, searching and seizing items despite the fact they learned they'd raided the wrong house. Defendant Sean Scoville intentionally perjured himself in his sworn testimony on the witness stand and at the suppression hearing at the trial of the plaintiff. Defendant Sean Scoville, the police officer, intentionally misrepresented the facts of the criminal case in all of the documents following the arrest, so just basically trying to cover his butt.
This is what the lawsuit is claiming.
That's right.
Okay.
He intentionally misrepresented.
At this point, this is a lawsuit, and these are allegations.
Yep. And they all sound believable to me. Defendant Sean Scoville intentionally misrepresented the facts in the state's criminal complaint against the plaintiff, Gilbert Castillo, the other guy in the house, when he said that Castillo did not state that the confiscated weapon belonged to Castillo. And then he perjured himself, the police officer did, Sean Scoville, when he testified in the suppression hearing at the trial of the plaintiff Franco, that Scoville had received a text message from the confidential informant which stated that the address of the house to be raided was the house address that Scoville had placed on the search warrant. They had identified and raided the wrong home. Parents say the three children suffered traumatic emotional and personal injuries that require therapy. They're demanding $10 million for civil rights violations and $20 million in punitive damages.
The sad part of this is that, if this is the circumstance, these police officers are not going to have to pay these fines.
Nope.
These fines are going to go to the taxpayers of the city of Minneapolis or St. Paul, whichever one it is, and I'm not entirely sure. They're close enough that I guess that you can kind of fudge it a little bit. There certainly be some level of punishment there. I'm sure the police officers are going to look silly, and people in the department are going to know they got caught making a mistake. But they may be passed over for promotions or something like that, but
or maybe they'll get a medal. Maybe they'll get a promotion.
There's no short. Well, oftentimes they'll give medals and promotions to officers who are accused of things before they, whatever it comes to trial. That way, they're a meritorious officer. You saw in Adamo's trial how they, they brought the sergeant up there and said, "How long have you been a police officer?" "Well, 24 and a half years, mm-hmm. and 24 years, 8 months, or something like that." He said. "And what did you do before that?" "Well, I went to school and I got a bachelor's degree in criminal justice, which isn't some Mickey Mouse degree like communications. It's a real degree, and whatever." And they just. They try to build these guys up. "Well, and have you ever received any commendations for your work?" "Why, yes, I got a meritorious mm-hmm. Medal of Valor for, my work in the police department." So they'll often do this. They'll give an award to a police officer before they have some kind of situation like this in order to give them a better chance in front of the jury.
Sure. Well, in fact, if you go into a police department or in a lot of government bureaucracies, even in the jail Adamo's being held in, the Valley Street jail in Manchester. You walk right into the lobby there, they've got a huge trophy center where you can look at all the trophies that they've awarded to one another. I mean, it's not like these trophies have been given by anyone on the outside for outstanding duty or anything like that. It's all internal stuff, right? So,
right. Ian, I'd like to present you with the Meritorious Award on Great Broadcasting.
Mark, you are the best salesman of the entire industry.
Right. It's ludicrous.
Yeah. And so it's also ostentatious and ornate. They have literally a wall of trophies. I'm not exaggerating at all.
Yeah.
And at least in the Keene Police Department, their trophy wall's back in the back where no one in the public can actually see it. Like, I've taken a tour of the Keene Police Department before.
You've gone on ride-alongs and things like that.
I have actually gone on a ride-along. I've been in the back of a police car for, arrest reasons, but I've also been on a ride-along and sat in the front of a car. But it wasn't the ride-along that we were touring. They just let Sam Dodson and I go back there once. It was Shane Maxfield, one of the more friendly officers to us, took us back.
Lieutenant or captain or something?
Yeah, he's a lieutenant. He took us back and kind of just showed us the facility and took us through. And, we asked questions. We had a video camera and everything like that. They certainly wouldn't let me do that today. But they once upon a time did, and they had, the trophy area where the Keene Police Department gives each other trophies, and they pat each other on the back. And, it's fine to award employees for doing a good job. That makes sense. There's some value in that, recognizing employees that are doing a good job.
Sure.
But it seems like the government guys really go above and beyond the call of duty when it comes to awarding themselves things. 850... 855-453, 1-855-450-3733. I'll choose next.
If you died today, would your family be able to keep their home? Will your children get a college education? No? Then you need to protect them with life insurance. Life insurance helps make up for your lost income, funds your child's education, pays off household debt, pays for your funeral, pays taxes, and more. Learn all you need to know about life insurance free from the Center for Sound Consumer Advice. Call for their free latest consumer protection guide. 1-800-819-6545. Get your free insurance guide today. 1-800-819-6545.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
We've all heard the phrase, "Don't judge a book by its cover." A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testify testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.